Broadcasting from Florida Tech, this is WFIT Melbourne, 89.5 FM. And I am pleased to welcome to our studio, I'd like to introduce singer, rapper, producer, multi-instrumentalist, actor, and ambassador of goodwill, Wyclef Jean.
What's up, baby?
Thank you so much for coming in today.
Yo, this is big for me.
It is.
I'm trying to remember the last time I actually physically showed up on a campus, you feel me? Like, the last time I did that was, like, it was the MTV, like, I think it was, like, the Invasion Tour or something. It was, like, me, Jay-Z, Nas.
Really?
Fugees. It was, like.
Well, you still have a young audience, too. I mean, yeah, people love it.
Yeah, well, it's called reinventing yourself every, like, you know what I mean? Like, 10 years. For me, it's trippy because my daughter is, like, 11. And so she's, like, used to the young Wyclef music. So I have to put up on the Fugees. So her thing is like the sweetest girl, hips don't lie.
You know, she's like turning you on to new music, huh?
Yeah, so she grew up with like the oh, dad, can you play the hips don't lie? Can you play the sweetest girl? I'm like, yo, you need to listen to Fugees, you know?
Go back to old school, huh? Uh-huh. Now, let's talk about the Fugees a little bit, because when that album came out, it was earth-shattering, the score. That was your second album, right?
Yeah.
I mean, did you have any idea it was going to have such a widespread appeal and win multi-Grammy awards?
No, not really. I mean, we do music out of love. Fugees is short for refugees. We just wanted to make something that defines space and time. So, like, whether if it's Kendrick Lamar, you know, whether if it's, like, Thugga, whether if it's like Vince, it's J. Cole, Kanye, you know, it's like this is one of the blueprint CDs that you got to go back to, the score. So it's sort of like, you know, at the time when you're doing it, you just want to create something that's gonna outlive you, you know, so it has to be meaningful. And the Fugees was coming out in an era where, you know, you had Tupac, you had Biggie Smalls, and you had the Fugees. So, like, you know, we was doing shows with, like, Biggie and everything. So it was like, you know, we were from the hood, you feel me? But just felt like the hood has multiple aspects to it. So it wasn't like, okay, just because we from the hood, you know, we just going to sell drugs 24/7, or we going to move these guns 24/7. We like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know, we know about the drug game. We know about the gun game. But, you know, we also got the West Indian parents that will give you that West Indian beating, you know what I'm saying? If you don't get them grades right in school. So it was like, so the Fugees, we just wanted to paint that that complete picture of, like, you know what I mean? Like, we within this 4-block radius, we trying to get out so we can help our people get better.
You know? I mean, it crossed over to the mainstream, and on that album, you had love songs in there.
Yeah, of
and,
course.
You know, it was a delightful record.
Yeah, I mean, I came from Haiti when I was 10. I was raised in Brooklyn, Coney Island, the projects. Then after that, my daddy moved to Jersey. My father was a minister. So we basically started like Marvin Gaye, like, you know, the youngsters. We just playing music in the church, you feel me? Like, just bad boys in the church, rocking with the choir. Like, you never, you know, it's like fun within that. And when I got, when I was 15 in high school, I was playing piano, and a jazz teacher was like, yo, where'd you learn this from? And I was like, from my brain. And she was like, you're starting jazz tomorrow. And I was like, no, I'm not. That's not cool. I do hip hop. But then I discovered jazz, you know, the likes of Thelonious Monk, Art Blakey, Miles Davis, Quincy Jones, and that just gave me a whole nother range.
Yeah, the thing on jazz, it just opens up your mind to all different sounds.
Yeah. So I was a jazz major. By the time I was 17, I was competing throughout America. I was playing upright bass. And so keep in mind, I came from Haiti when I was 10, couldn't speak.
Now, what was
a
that
word
like?
Of English.
coming from a small island and then going to New Jersey, right next to one of the biggest cities in the world.
I mean, it was culture shock, because literally I'm from a small village, no electricity, you know, water, you got to go for miles to get that. So the idea of when I got to Marlboro Projects in Brooklyn, man, I thought I was rich, because, you know, I see bricks, I see electricity, there's a actual water fountain that you can turn. So when kids was complaining in the hood about their sneakers, I was like, yo, I used to wear the same pants like for a year, and y'all complaining about these sneakers? You out your mind, man.
Well, we're speaking with Wyclef Jean, and he will be in concert tonight in downtown Melbourne. It is all part of FIT's Homecoming Fest, which is a tribute to much-loved FIT soccer coach Fiji Haig, and we'd like to talk about your relationship with Fiji in a few moments. The concert is presented by the FIT Alumni Affairs, the Melbourne Mainstream, and Duderman Productions. So I see you have a guitar here. Think we can hear a song?
Yeah, definitely. I hope everybody's tuned in. So let me start right now with Florida, tune in. Wyclef, I'ma do something that I did on Dave Chappelle's show when we both were sitting back kicking it. And I told them, if I was president, I'll get elected on Friday, assassinated on Saturday, buried on Sunday, they go back to work on Monday. Yeah. If I was president, if I was the president, if I was president, she says she gon' be the first and the next to lead the eagle out the nest. Some men wanna build a wall and have Mexico pay for it all. And on the streets is a riot constantly. Everybody living on the edge. They don't know who will be the next walking with the dead. Where has the love gone? Yeah, if I was president, I'll get elected on Friday, assassinated on Saturday, yeah, buried on Sunday, they go back to work on Monday, yeah. If I was president, if I was the president, if I was president, Donald Trump. No competition, I can feel the burn, but he had competition. Hillary most likely will win, but she got competition. Vote for me, yeah. Vote for me, yeah. Wyclef for president. Oh, yeah. We gonna ride. We gonna rise, we gonna rise, everybody just rise. We gonna rise, we gonna rise, we gonna rise, everybody just rise. This ain't the Genesis, it's the Exodus. So move, everybody just move, yeah. We gotta rise, we gotta rise, we gotta rise, everybody just rise. If I was president.
Yeah, that's Wyclef Jean in our WFIT studio right now with some live music. Now, you ran for president in Haiti, or attempted to get on the ballot.
Yeah, definitely. So I'm really about it, you know, not just in talk, but in action. You know, it's very important to me because I ran for the urgency, what Martin Luther King speaks about, you know. And at the time, I got a lot of heat for it, you feel me? Because when you step into the space of politics, it's politics, right? So then everything rises. But what was really interesting to me out of the whole thing and running was the idea of, you know, what makes you fit, though, to actually feel like, okay, well, you can run a country. Do you understand the responsibilities? You know, did you study poli sci? Do you, you know, like different people like, yo, do you speak French? Can you speak Creole? But it to me, I left Haiti when I was 10. So when you're dealing with a place with 10 million people, 80% of the population living on less than a dollar a day, and the richness to me in that country is the human capital and the soil. And so for me, it starts off with agriculture, agribanks, you know. So my dad was, you know, like my dad was a farmer, you feel me? So no matter what, you know, the idea of places like Haiti is how do we get it back to green? So this was like some of the initiatives that I had when it came to policy. I felt like we had weak trade policies. I felt like Haiti should be like a free zone for trade. It could do a lot of work. I felt like we needed like an anti-corruption unit.
Now, you were giving power back to the people, though. It's like this people-powered movement that you were trying.
Yeah, it was crazy. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I used to read those books of like Marcus Garvey and like Bob Marley and different people. So it's like, for me, it's like no joke. Like I shook an establishment that was before me and long before me. So it's like, we're not supposed to think like we can be president, you know? So it's like, I call it like you're fighting the invisible hand because you can't really see. So you're getting hit from all different directions. People are calling you a populist, different things. But for me, I didn't regret any of what I did, because it's the most important thing in history is you got to step up when it's time to step up, and you can't stay in the back when it's time to step up. You have to work for your people.
Right. Yeah. That's true today. What's happening right now.
Yeah, man.
And I suppose you in politics you had experience in the music industry, which is a kind of a difficult place as well. Mm-hmm. And so you're used to dealing with some interesting characters and policies.
Yeah, definitely. But I would say with politics, it's completely different. Like with music, I'm a rock star. I show up every night, 15,000 people screaming, "Oh, we love you, Wyclef." You know, when you into politics, it's like you're going to have your crowd, then there's what's called an opposition. And that opposition, their whole focus is to degrade you so the other person gets in power. See, power is a tricky thing, because that's what everyone thrive for. You see, because even look at Donald Trump, right? He can have all that money, so he claims, right? But he doesn't have all that power. So it's like it's two different machines that you're playing with. And that's why sometimes they say, you know, let the business people be business people and let the government be the government at times, you know?
Yeah. Well, let's talk about your relationship with Florida Tech soccer coach Fiji Haig. And for people who might not know, Fiji played soccer here at Florida Tech in the late 80s, and he helped the team win their first NCAA national championships. Then he went on to coach several high schools and club teams here locally for women. He returned to Florida Tech to take over the women's soccer team, leading them to a national playoff. But sadly, he suddenly passed away of a heart attack in April of 2015. He was only 47 years old. Now, at that time, you were working with Fiji for doing some charity work for Haiti at that time, right?
Yeah, we had a big project that we was about to start. We actually met and met Fiji. His wife came down. We met in Miami. So we talked about it. So we both like shared the same vision, because he's like a rock star to me, like, you know what I mean? So it's like, because as a Haitian, it's like you have to, you know, we don't have a lot of like rock stars. So certain people that come to America and they make it, it's like it's amazing. So the idea that he always had a vision for like a better Haiti, and how can he engage the diaspora and his whole Haitian by association thing in that kind of movement. But sadly, after that, I mean, he passed, you know, and I just felt like I met like one of the most like humblest, coolest, but genuine spirit, you know. And I'm telling you this as a guy who, you know, I've sat with Nelson Mandela on 101 conversation. So something about Fiji, just it felt like it just felt royal, and that it was inspirational, and you really could sit with people and get inspiration. So past that, it was so deep, because when Fiji passed and I got the call and was like, I stopped everything and I just showed up with a guitar, and you wouldn't even know it's Wyclef. Nobody even knew that it was really Wyclef. Like the kids couldn't really make it out till afterwards. And then they all started talking amongst each other. Then there was like, yo, this the guy who sing Hips Don't Lie. Oh, that's the guy who sings Sweetest Girl. Oh, that's the guy from the Fugees. And it was so that simplicity and that humility of how you move so simple in a space where you're still a giant. That's Fiji. So it was just important for me to just, because that was like the best way I could do it, is just to show up and just the most humble form. and to just thank him, you know what I mean? And yeah. that was the genesis.
Yeah, because he played soccer in Haiti on the national team,
yeah,
and then he
time.
Came to the United States and
yes.
basically playing soccer,
yeah.
you know, to start his career.
Yeah. And, but the idea of Fiji is you basically could come from somewhere else and come to America and basically make something of yourself. You see, this is so important for us because, you know, we come from the islands and, you know, a lot of times we could go the other way. There's, you know, the idea of drugs, the idea of, I mean, look at like little Haiti with different situations. So it's rarely that you meet these role models. So when you meet them, you have to really make sure that you embrace them and really thank them for what they're doing.
Yeah. Well, the concert tonight is a tribute to Fiji.
Definitely. 100%. Doing. And I look forward to that. You know, I don't want to like blow anybody's names up, but let's just say this has been... We've been talking about this for a very, very long, long time.
Yeah.
And I'm just glad that that we're here.
I'm glad it worked out and yeah. you're here too. So this is an honor speaking to you. Mm-hmm. Can you play us another song?
Yeah, the first song that I played, If I Was President, there's the 2016 remix of it. You can actually go listen to on iTunes and Spotify. So, and with the 2016 version, we put everything that's current. And on Monday, we're shooting a spoof off of, you know, how you have like SNL. So we're going to shoot a spoof on Monday and I'm going to play all the characters. So we'll have a video later coming out. I'm going to play Trump. That's not going to be hard. I'm going to do Hillary, Bernie. So for now, I'll give y'all a cool throwback.
In a government yard in Brooklyn, yabba yabba serving the hypocrites as they mingle with the good people we be. Yeah, good friends we've had, good friends we've lost. No, in this our great future, you can't forget your past, so dry your tears, I say, and no woman, no cry.
Wycliffe Jean on WFIT 89.5 FM. He is in our studio today with a Bob Marley mashup version. Let's talk about some new music. I mean, when do you sleep? Because you are always busy. You have your hand in so many projects.
Yeah, they call me the Haitian James Brown, man. Yeah.
Now you have a new song, at least one new song right now, Hendrix, and you talk about your friends being gangsters and you don't buy into that. You're playing Jimi Hendrix and you want to be a rock star.
Yeah, I mean, we have this song out. It's called Hendrix. This is like the new stuff. And it's just crazy to watch like millions of streams with new Wyclef music. And then the kids go, yo, this Wyclef kid is dope. Is he Future's cousin? You know what I'm saying? So Hendrix is just the idea of choice, you know, like, so in the hood, you got the dope game and it's very real where we come from. So you always hear about, you know, the dealer and the gunman. But what about the kid that is amongst all of it? And he's like, nah, I ain't going to do that. I'd rather just take my time, work at Burger King. You know what I mean? And then, you know, your cousins pull up with that pretty, like, white BM and be like, yo, let me get 3 orders of fries, you know? Then pose up and look at you like, yo, you sure you want to be doing this? And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to be doing this because I got a vision, man. I'm going to be a rock star one day. Like, go ahead. You go ahead with that. So, and then you go back to the basement. You turn on Jimi Hendrix and you really like practicing. And so that's the idea of choice, of just saying, you know what I mean? Like when my cousin got his first tech, you know, I was playing Jimi Hendrix in the basement. All I wanted to be was a rock star and all he wanted to be was an Escobar. So it was just the idea of choice. You know what I'm saying? That's all I try to always give the kids, like, nah, you can't use that for excuse.
Right.
But we from the same place, you know what I mean?
But your music is always positive. I mean, you always have a positive view of it.
Yeah, I think the view of it is positive, is conscious. It's like conscious through a sense of subconsciousness, right? Because like if you listen to the Fugees, like, you know, on a song called Ready or Not, when I'm like, you know, now that I escape, sleepwalkers awake, those who could relate know the world ain't cake. Jail bars ain't golden gates. Those who fake, they break when they meet their 400-pound mate. If I could rule the world, everyone would have a gun in the ghetto, of course, when giddy up and on their horse. Like, so you can see my evolution from at one time, like, I thought, like, the gun was the solution because it was, like, it was crazy for us. And it's sort of like as you get older, you start to understand more. And I'm like, nah, I don't want these shorties holding this gun. I got to give them an alternative. So it's like, so if you follow me, it's just like the idea of the evolution. And like I said, this subconscious undertone, because even though I still said the gun, Ready or Not, is still a conscious song in the sense of saying, because I think like true consciousness is when you don't put yourself above anyone. So I'm not telling you like, yo, I never moved a pack. I ain't telling you I don't know what a gun feels like. I'm not saying I wasn't on the block, you know, and I had a rag. I'm not telling you any of that, but I'm just telling all the kids that are listening, like, when you rise above that, you're going to be all right. So I think that's our jobs, right, as the OGs, to let the kids know you can rise above.
But now you have kids now, too.
Yeah, I got a daughter. She's 11 years old. Angelina, man, very, very deep, child, real good kid. So I have a funny story with my daughter. It's hilarious. So are you familiar with the clown phenomenon?
I've been hearing about it recently.
So she's in an area where apparently in her school, I think she'll forgive me for telling this. It's going to be cool. So I think she's in a school and she goes to this school and she says she sees 3 clowns. And for anyone who's listening to these clown phenomenons, it's like, these are clowns that go around. They're killing people. They're kidnapping people. One even got shot in Newark, New Jersey. So she's in like suburb, you know, the one of the nicest parts of town. And she goes, yo, dad, there was 3 clowns in the school. They left a red balloon up and 24 police came in. And I said, OK, don't worry. You're going to be OK. But it's just to show you how kids are, and you have to really make sure that you watch your kids very carefully, because there's a fear factor out there that they instill in the kids. And then when they do that, the kids are going to act certain ways that you're going to really be shocked about it, because we're living in a fear factor time. So it's important that you always tell your kids the real time. So she goes, man, so she's on the bus and she's like, yo, So the kids are talking about the clowns. She's like, I don't have to worry about the clowns because I'm not going to be a victim of nothing. So And then she goes in a backpack and she pulls a knife. She pulls a small knife that she gets from the kitchen. And now, so the school is calling her mom because all she get is straight A's. Like, she's like a wizard. So she's like, you know, your daughter, there was a chance that she could have been out of the school for 10 days. She didn't hurt no one, but she said that she had a knife to protect all the kids from the clown. And, you know, and now I got to, when she get home, I got to explain to her, like, you know, you can't be bringing no knife to no school because, you know, and then I'm like, don't worry. The authorities will handle the clown, you know, like, but it's just deep how you have to explain all this, because when we was coming up, we knew that the authorities was going to handle whatever we needed. But it's sort of like with this fear factor, you just have to really make sure that you're watching your kids. So I told her, I was like, look, don't worry about it. You boom, boom. She was like, okay, Dad, I'll never bring a knife to school no more. Could I go back to karate class? I was like, yes, that's right.
Lesson learned.
Lesson learned, man.
Well, there's I've been hearing that you are going to release a new album, the follow-up to Carnival 3 now coming?
Yeah, definitely. So the original Carnival album, I had records like Gone Till November on it, Staying Alive, Anything Can Happen, and the record was so successful. Right now we're working on Carnival 3, and so the first part of it comes out in November, and it's called Juve. Juve is the day the carnival begins. So if you're not going to the islands and you want to feel like you in the islands, you know what I'm saying, sipping your margarita, whatever it is, right, this is your album. It's very Caribbean, Afrocentric, inspired with a lot of the rhythms, right? So like Justin Bieber, for example, or Diplo, Rihanna, Drake, all those sounds that you hear, right? So think of that, but think of like the godfather of those sounds, you know what I'm saying? So we come back and we put it like in a modern day sonics. The first record is a record called I Swear, with me and Thugga. There's a lot, Thugga is a rapper. And there's a whole debate going on online about something I said. I'll get into it in a minute. But I also have Walk the Moon, my man Nick from Walk the Moon on the album. So it's very cool. It's called Juve. So it comes out in November. And definitely, I'm smiling because it's like when you pick it up and you put it on, you literally feel like you're on a Caribbean island.
Now, the music of Haiti, too, which brings it up, is full of like Latin music and Caribbean music and Jamaican music and French music. And it's just this blend of all different sounds. Is that what you listened to, you know, when you were young?
No, it's just what's naturally in me. You know what I mean? So like the part of the world I was born in, you know, you have Haiti, you have Cuba, you have Puerto Rico, you have Santo Domingo, you have Jamaica. So within that DNA space, we just Caribbean people. I call myself a coconut, you know what I mean? It's just the way it is. But the melting pot, whether if it's Cuba, whether if it's Haiti, because if you close your eyes and I have a band from Haiti playing and I was to tell you to guess what island they from, you would probably be like, Cuba, Santo Domingo. It would be so hard, because keep in mind, like, so we all really share that movement of that fusion of that music. That area is very rich because of the combination of Jamaica, you know, Haiti, Santo Domingo, Cuba, that whole energy, it brings a whole sound out of it.
Yeah, and it comes out in your music.
Yeah, like I said, I was just born like this. I wish I didn't have an accent. Sometimes my friends, they be teasing me, but then I try to talk like I'm from down south and it don't come off too well, you know what I mean?
So let's hear another song, huh?
Yeah, let me do something more current that like my daughter would know, you know what I mean? Okay, this is how we're gonna do this part. Check it out. Is everybody listening? Tune in. And we didn't rehearse this, so I'm going to show you what I used to do on the block. Show you my real gift. I was the king of the freestyle on the block. So what you're going to do is you're going to pick a word, whatever comes to your head. What's the word that comes to your head?
boats, boats, boats. Boats came to my man head. I used to have a boat back in the days when I had the dread. True story, man, I bring the drama. My boat name, it was called Magusta. You could Google it. Man, I'm that MC. Why Clef Jean, I'm that refugee. Yeah, the refugee, I flipped the language. I could go from English to the Spanish. Like, mira amiga, buenos dias, señorita. ¿Cómo está usted y su familia? Estoy yendo bien en el micrófono. Espero que todos estén bien como yo. Y'all tuned in, y'all still ain't convinced. Y'all might get convinced when I flip it in French. Quand je marche dans la vallée de la mort, je ne crains aucun mal, car tu es avec moi. Quand je fais l'amour, on m'appelle Romeo. C'est l'histoire de ma vie, toujours à le plus haut. Americans say how you doing, German people say wie geht's. When I go to Germany, they say wie steht's. If you love hip hop, let's have some spass. Tell me, baby girl, vive. I'ma tell you like Wu told me. Cash rules everything around me. Singing dollar dollar bill, y'all, yeah. Dollar dollar bill, y'all. See, I'ma tell you like Wu told me. Cash rules everything around me. Singing dollar dollar bill, y'all, yeah. Dollar dollar bill, y'all, yeah. Some live for the bill, some kill for the bill, yeah. She whine for the bill, grind for the bill, whoa. Some steal for the bill if they gotta pay the bill, yeah. Tonight why Clef con Wheezy on the bill, yeah. See, I'ma tell you like who told me. Cash rules everything around me. Singing dollar dollar million, yeah. Who on the phone? Hello, it's Shakira, Shakira. Hey girl, I can see your body moving, and it's driving me crazy. And I didn't have the slightest idea until I saw you dancing. And when you woke up on the dance floor, nobody could ignore the way you move your body, girl. And everything so unexpected, the way you're right and left in. So you could keep on shaking. I never really knew that you could dance like this. She make my man wanna speak Spanish. I'm gonna say mama. Hey Clef, when you move like that, you make a woman go mad. That's what Shakira said. I ain't say it, man. Just so you know.
Give it up for Wyclef Jean on WFIT, man.
Yeah, man.
With the boat song.
I tell you, we freestyle for real. You know, that's the essence of what we do, hip hop.
Man.
That's how we came up, baby.
Now, I just want to ask you one last question here, because you've worked with some amazing artists, from Paul Simon, Shakira, Black Eyed Peas, Snoop Dogg, Santana. The list goes on and on and on. Is there someone you would really like to work with next?
Well, right now we have a small label. It's called Heads Music. And I'm all about discovery and bringing the next. You know what I mean? So, like, when I was doing, like, Beyonce and them, it was a group called Destiny Child. Nobody knew. You know what I mean? So I was born in to focus in and take it commercial to the world. And I've done that countlessly, you know, for different artists. So I'm very excited with the label that I'm in right now because of so much young talent. So, you know, you got all these like young kids, 19, 20, 21. So I'm about to get them the formula. Same thing I did for Whitney, Mary, Fugees. It's just great to have all of that. I feel like I've gotten so much in the music business. So it's like it's good to be able to give back, you know, just to be in a studio with Michael Jackson, you know, and just 101, you know, spending time with him, like Whitney Houston, Carlos. So I got so much. And so I like to get that back to the kids. So you have a lot of just raw talent that's out there. I don't really feel like the talent is just like what you see in the reality shows. I feel like that's probably 1% of it. I think you have another 99% of it, of kids that are just, you know, from like music to tech, that are just, you know, savvy and are doing great things. And I think just the idea of exposing all of that is going to be dope.
Yeah, well said. We've been speaking with Wyclef Jean. He will be in concert tonight in downtown Melbourne, part of FIT's Homecoming Fest. It is a free concert presented by FIT Alumni Affairs, Melbourne Main Street, and Duderman Productions. Thank you so much for coming in. This was a pleasure.
Well, thank you to all everybody. You already know, man. I'm gonna see y'all later. If you never seen Wyclef, man, I don't know what to tell you. Just bring an extra pair of shoes with you and an extra pair of t-shirt, man. We get busy for real.
There we go. Broadcasting from the campus of Florida Tech, this is WFIT Melbourne 89.5 FM.